I'm Martin Tebow, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. In 1939 lithograph, John Stuart Curry depicts abolitionist John Brown with his arms outstretched and a sword on his hip. Dark, ominous skies fill the background, and a swirling tornado twists behind him. The wind whips his hair and beard, his eyes are wide, and his mouth is open as he makes a fiery appeal for the end of slavery in the United States. An African-American man crouches in the lower left corner of the image, listening to Brown's every word. This print conveys the urgency of the anti-slavery movement in the years leading up to the Civil War, and casts Brown as a hero for that cause. John Stuart Curry was a regionalist artist in the early 20th century. Doma's print of John Brown was based on a larger mural that Curry made for the Capitol building in his home state of Kansas. That mural, called The Tragic Prelude, pays tribute to the role Kansas played as a free state, one where slavery was prohibited, and a battleground where John Brown staged raids on Kansas's pro-slavery neighbors in Missouri. While Brown's legacy is complicated by his use of violence, in his art, Curry positioned him as a Moses-like leader for the cause of civil rights. We'd like to thank Ball State student Gabrielle M. O'Neill for her research.
Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.